Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. Welcome to Season 3 of the Crown Talk with Burgundy Pageant and Modeling Radio Talk Show. This season, we will not only talk about the good and extraordinary, but breaking news and things that aren't so fancy. It's almost New York Fashion Week time. There are still numerous of agencies and designers who are looking for various models of all ages, shapes, and sizes. Congratulations to the Miss University International Pageant Internship Organization and their Modeling University Incorporated. They will be featured, their title holder, interns, and models will be featured in a couple of New York Fashion Week shows. Ooh, that sounds so juicy and fun. You can visit them at www.missuniverzv.wixsite.com/UNIVERZ. Well, we do have an epidemic that's going on. A lot of pageant social media pages and title holders have talked about the best makeup and hair lately. What do you think is most important in the pageant industry? Who has the best hair and makeup? Or B, what title holders are participating in during their reign involving their platforms? In addition to this question, do you think some popular pageant systems, excluding Miss USA system, Miss Universe, Miss America system, the Mrs. America system, and the Miss United States system, have lost what the sash and crown is supposed to mean, enhance, mold, empower, and et cetera? To answer these questions, please visit www.facebook.com/crowntalkwithburgundy, or you can visit my personal page, Burgundy Mallory, and tell us your views. Where do you stand on this issue? Okay, so everybody has seen that we have a special guest on the show, and now introducing the magnificent, gracious, and beautiful wife and mother of two, Mrs. Knox County, Indiana, Haley Dorsett. Hey, Haley, how are you?
Hey, Burgundy, I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so excited that you're on the show this evening. You are the first for season 3.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor to be on your show, especially the first episode of this season.
Yes. Well, can you please tell our audience a little insight about who is under the crown and sash of Mrs. Knox County?
Absolutely. So my name is Haley Dorsett, and like Burgundy said, I am Mrs. Knox County, Indiana, 2018. And in April, April 20th and 21st, to be exact, I'll be competing for Mrs. Indiana America, and I'm so excited. If I am selected as the recipient of that title, I will go on to compete at Mrs. America, which is the most prestigious married women pageantry system, in August in Las Vegas, Nevada. As Mrs. Knox County, my platform is more than just an army wife, and it's really important to me, very, very special, very personal, because I talk about a lot of things that has to do with my husband and his career. My husband is Staff Sergeant Skylar Dorsett, and he is the most amazing man I have ever been around, and I am lucky enough to be his wife. And together we have two amazing children, Averly and Marcus. Averly is 6, Marcus is 2, and they are spunky, they are vivacious, and they give us life and they keep us busy, but we wouldn't have it any other way. And today I actually started, today was my first day at my dream job. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology from Indiana State University with a minor in counseling. And today I started as a behavioral health specialist in a prison. And so I'll be doing group work with prisoners and inmates working on their mental health and behavior issues before they are released.
Oh, wow. That is absolutely amazing.
Yes, I'm so excited. Today was such an eye-opener. And it's one of those things that, you know, you dream it for so long and you just, you never really think that your dreams are going to come true until they do. And then when they do, it's just a remarkable feeling.
It really is. I'm so proud of you. You are definitely a role model to everyone that if you do have that dream, you can go towards it and you can reach it.
Absolutely.
And you can grab it and you can have it.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
And also, please tell your husband that the Crown Talk team and I are very grateful for his service in our U.S. Army.
I will tell him. He's actually sitting here listening with us tonight. So he nodded and said, my pleasure. So,
well, thank you. Well, we have so many questions to get to. Everybody, we now know who's behind the crown, Mrs. Haley. And
yes.
We have a question from Washington, D.C.
Okay.
They have asked, what do you think the biggest issue is with marriages, and how can we as MRS title holders promote healthy relationships?
Honestly, I don't think that having one particular instance in a marriage is a sole issue for everybody. But if I had to pick one, I would say, you know, maybe overstepping boundaries. A lot of times when you get into marriages, not only are you looking for something particular in your spouse and maybe they're close to it, but you maybe want to tweak it, like change their hairstyle or the way they dress or the way they communicate with other people. That's, to me, that's just overstepping boundaries. And if you marry a person, you should want to be with them for who they are and not try to change them to who you want them to be or how you think they should be. And as Mrs. Title Holders, promoting healthy relationships is very important because you're able to get out there with your spouse and you're able to not only show off, especially in my instance, my husband and my children, but show them in every instance of their life and all their quirks and all of their perfect imperfections and grasping it and embracing it and just really relishing in the life that you have built together as who they are and not something that you had dreamed of in the past. Because you were put with them for a reason.
Mm-hmm. I acknowledge what she said. You want them to love and like who you are as an individual. I know that when I was looking up some information, I saw on yourtango.com they have been 12 most common marriage problems that lead, you know, to divorce and everything. And the first thing they said was overstepping boundaries. So
absolutely.
You hit it right now. That is, that's the first thing that they always end up coming back to. But also with, keep going.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say, because it's so true. There are so many people that try to change either who they are for their spouse or try to change their spouse into something they're not. I think that's one of the biggest issues, if not the largest, that in some shape or form every couple can relate to.
Yes, and that not only goes with the Mrs. Division, that just goes with relationships in general. You try not to overstep
Absolutely.
That boundary and just liking them for who they are. And, you know,
yes.
that kind of leads to trying to change them, and that kind of goes into the bullying aspect of things and not being so nice because you don't like the way they are. So that kind of carries over into that situation as well. But also I wanted to go back with how can we as Mrs. Title Holders promote healthy relationships? You are not only an ambassador for the Mrs. Division, but you're also an ambassador for the Ms., the teens, the junior teens, preteens, and below. So they're looking up to the Mrs. Division. So if you're an ambassador and you're showing a good health of relationships, just not only in your marriage, but with your children and with your friends, they will look up to you, and they will exemplify excellence in that realm of their relationship starting at a young age.
Yes, absolutely. And not only in their personal relationships with a significant other, but like you said, also with their for who they are, no matter what their race, religion, ethnicity, sexuality, maybe just accepting them for who they are and who they are as a person and loving them for that.
I agree. Well, our next question comes from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Okay.
They have asked, as an Army wife, what have you done in your community or state as far as giving back or volunteering?
Oh, man, I try to do as many things as possible around anything that has to do with military service or veterans of any kind. There are a couple that come to mind. So this year, it was the first year in my hometown, Vincennes, Indiana, for Wreaths Across America. And it is a national event that goes on in December where wreaths are laid on the graves of fallen heroes and veterans. And they can be in memory of somebody, in honor of somebody. I mean, we purchased them in honor of my husband, but donated them to other veterans that may not have had a wreath purchased for them. And not only was I able to participate and be an influential person in that, I was also asked to sing the national anthem. So not only did I get to be a part of that, I sang the national anthem at it as well. And that's the biggest honor that I've had. Additionally, we do a lot with Dogs Helping Heroes. My husband has a PTSD service dog from them, and they are – I posted a lot about them on my social media page, and they are an amazing organization that does so much for military members and their families. So we've done a Be at Ease event with them. We've done Ride for a Cause, which was a great motorcycle rally where we went and we got to dress up and take Lyric, which is our Belgian Malinois, my husband's service dog, with us and meet a lot of the other families. Also, with American Karate Do Kickboxing, it's run by a veteran, and he put together the VMFL, which is called Veteran Made Fight League. And I also was able to be a part of that. I was a ring girl for their very first show. So that was great as well. The list just goes on. I mean, like I said, I do absolutely everything that I can in order to give back to the military and their families, because they have already given so much that they deserve to have something given to them.
Apply with what you're saying. And for our audience, it is exceptional. There's an exceptional website, AARP. They have a whole entire list of significant amount of ways that you can get involved with our military, giving back to our military and the veterans. They have Children of Fallen Patriots Foundation, Disabled American Veterans, Fisher House Foundation, Higher Heroes USA, Homes for Our Troops, Honor Flight Network, and the list goes on. So there's a great amount of ways that you can give back to our U.S. military servicemen and women and our veterans.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we're going to take a small little sponsorship break and thank Blog Talk Radio, radio made just for you, and Spreaker, listen to the words, Trendist Podcast. Okay, so we have so many questions that are coming in still, so we're going to keep these questions going. The next one comes from Gainesville, Florida, and they have asked, other than your sponsors, who has been a phenomenal supporter through your journey as Mrs. Knox County?
You know, it's going to sound like a cliche answer, especially since I am a Mrs., but above all, my husband. I mean, he is the biggest supporter, and he will be right there behind me to tell me if I try something on and it doesn't work with my shape, or if I should do a different color, or he goes to all my me. When I traveled to Chicago a couple months ago to have my headshots taken with Maddie Jacobson, he sat with me for 2.5 hours, and he's going to go with me again this next weekend to do more. And he always gives his input. He's always honest. And I know that, you know, no matter what I do, he's going to support me just like I would with him. And it's really wonderful to know that I have somebody standing in front of me, beside me, behind me. Wherever I need for him to be, he will be for me. And you know, that's all I could ask for in a husband. That's absolutely my biggest supporter.
That's so sweet. You all are a superb couple to look up to as ambassadors for the MRS division. And I always say it's not only about the women, it's about their families and their husbands, because yeah, the husbands are the ones that go out there and escort them during they're all involved. So I think that's wonderful.
Yes,
that he's so supportive.
He is, and it's wonderful. I'm really blessed, and I really don't think that I would ever be able to find somebody as supportive in my journey to Mrs. Indiana and hopefully to Mrs. America as well as he has been. I've just been truly, truly blessed and very grateful.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So could you kind of dabble more into what your platform with our, or kind of dabble into what your platform is with our audience? You mentioned it earlier, but we want to kind of go in depth what it is.
Yeah, of course. So my platform is more than just an Army wife. And the reason that I came up with that is, you know, yes, I am an Army wife, and I am so very proud to be an Army wife. But behind that, I want people to know that there's more to me than that. So as more than just an Army wife, I really want to focus on strengthening marriages, strengthening mm-hmm. families, and strengthening physical and mental health. Strengthening marriages, I mean, you know, just going in the day by day, I worked as a home-based case manager before I started this new job today, and worked with families and couples every day on how we could improve their livelihood and make them better as a couple and better as a family for their children. So doing that, and then strengthening mental health, you know, what I'm doing now. I have always, always wanted to work in a mental health setting where I could try to be that person to rehabilitate somebody else that may not have had trust in others before to open up. So being that person mm-hmm. for somebody else so they can open up and express their feelings and relieve some mental stress that they have. And then also for the physical health aspect, with American mm-hmm. Karate Do Kickboxing, where I'm also a ring girl, I am a cardio kickboxing instructor as well. And in my class, we have classmates that range from age 12 all the way to 60 plus. And
oh wow!
I mean, yes, and I'm the only instructor for this class, and it's so wonderful. I have two women that have been coming to my class since it started in the first week of August, and it's amazing the things that they can do that they couldn't do before. So I make sure, yes, we have a routine that everybody does, but I also cater it to each person individually because, you know, people are going to be at different points in their life physically, and making sure that each person feels like they're getting the most out of their exercise and that they're feeling confident in what they're doing is important because fitness isn't a one-size-fits-all. So making sure that they feel included and that they're getting something out of their workout is also important. So that's kind of what all of that embodies and the gist of it. You know, yes, I'm an mm-hmm. Army wife. I am so proud to be an Army wife. I wouldn't want to be a wife to anybody else. But there is so much more to me than that as well.
You are so influential in our society and in a positive light. It really just makes me so proud just to be able to hear that you are more than just an Army wife and letting the world see that there's more to an Army wife than just being, you know, an Army wife, quotations on those.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And you have so much to offer and bring to our society as your individual self.
Yes, and I mean, I like to think, you know, that I'm doing the best that I can and I'm being the best version of myself every day, not only for people in the community that are looking up to me, but also the two little ones that I have running around the house, you know, Averly and Marcus. You know, my husband and I are their biggest supporters, but we're also the two people that they look up to the most. So making sure that we're positive role models and influences for them is above and beyond the most important.
Mm-hmm. Well, our next question comes from Malibu, California. They have asked, what has been your thought process as you prepare for state? Moreover, how has your family viewed you as a title holder?
Preparation for state. It has been so much fun. I really love doing everything that I can in order to get all my ducks in a row, per se, and make sure that all my paperwork is the way it needs to be. My interview questions are down pat in a roundabout way. Making sure my wardrobe is right where it needs to be. But above all, I just want to go in there and do the best that I can. I'm not going to be in there trying to outdo the people I'm standing next to. I want to be the best version of myself. I don't want to try to be better than anybody else. And if the judges see me as the winner that day, then I am going to be so incredibly honored and I am going to wear that title with pride. But if for some reason that doesn't happen, I will know that I still went out and I gave my personal best and I was who I wanted to be and I was true to myself. And my family, they are so excited as well. I mean, I've taken my kiddos with me in parades. I got my daughter a little matching crown that's just like mine, just a smaller version. And she rode in parades with me and she got to wave to all of her little friends and she was so excited. And my husband was driving the car. My two-year-old got to sit in the front seat of a convertible while we were going 5 miles an hour down through Main Street. And he just thought he was king of the world. So, you know, they are just as excited, if not more than me. My daughter has told me, I don't know how many times, Mom, when you're up there, I'm going to yell for you so loud. I'm going to yell, that's my mom. And that alone makes me want to get up there and just be the best that I can because I know I've got two little impressionable babies that are watching me.
That is absolutely adorable.
I think so. I'm very fortunate.
So, you know, I agree with what your statement, which you said earlier, that you're going to go in there and show the judges the best version of yourself. And you're not competing against anybody else. You're competing against yourself.
Exactly.
And then also, I think it's imperative that your children see mommy, you know, doing good in her pageant. But also, you got your daughter a crown. You let your kids ride in parades with you. I think that's very amazing because you are showing them that there's more to offer in this world, and when you set your mind to your goals, you can achieve them, and you can invite your family. And I think some people in the pageant industry lose sight of that. I know that me and my mother are reigning with her system on Miss University, and my dad comes with us, like the whole family. We pack up the whole family, and we all go, and I think it's wonderful because you always have that support system there.
Yes, and you know, the Mrs. America organization is so family-oriented. So this being, not only is this the first Mrs. pageant I've done, it's the first pageant I've done in 10 years. So having this one as my first Mrs. pageant is really enlightening because I am able to take my husband along. I'm able to take my kids along, and they are 100% a part of this process, just like I am, which makes it even more special.
Yes, and oh my goodness, you said in over 10 years, girl, you look amazing.
Oh,
it's your secret.
Thank you. Cardio, kickboxing, and chasing a toddler. That's my secret. Don't tell everybody.
You look amazing. Well, you look amazing. Just saying. Well, our last question comes from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and they've asked, what has been your favorite appearance this far, and what do you look forward to at state?
I kind of touched on it a little bit earlier. You know, my favorite appearance so far was being able to be a part of the Wreaths Across America here in town in Vincennes. And like I said, not only was it the first year, and not only was I able to kind of dabble with the people on the board and give them ideas on what they can do in order to possibly raise more funds, but I was also asked to sing the national anthem, and getting up in front of so many people that, you know, my neighbors, they're the greatest couple. They are in their early 80s, but they were right in that front row taking pictures of me, and they watched me the whole time. And you know, getting up there and talking in front of somebody is completely different than singing the national anthem, a song that so mm-hmm. many people have fought and died to represent and protect. And they gave me that honor to be able to stand up in front of them to sing that song that means so much to so many while they're saluting with their hands on their hearts. It's just, it's an experience that I'm never going to forget. And not only is that the best experience as far as this pageant, that's been one of my biggest, one of my most memorable experiences that I think I'll cherish forever.
And it's also a quintessential monument about that. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you. That's definitely
no,
a monumental moment.
Yeah, it absolutely is, because, like I said, you know, when you have service members standing there in their uniform and after you get done singing, they tell you you did a great job, it's like, you know, they know how that song is supposed to sound. They know what it represents. And the fact that they took even those 2 seconds to tell you did a good job, that alone is enough to make you just feel over the moon. But the second part of the question, the what do you look forward to at state, I honestly, again, this is going to sound cliche, but I really look forward to being able to meet all of the other contestants. I mean, we have a group Facebook page with all of the contestants and a group chat from this year, and we've been talking back and forth, and there are so many great women in different stages of their lives, different stages of their marriages, and I'm just mm-hmm. super excited to be able to single one of them and, you know, see what each woman brings to the table. And I honestly think that not only will I gain experience from this, but I'm also going to leave with a lot of new friends as well. So that's what I look forward to the most.
That's very exciting.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'd like to take another sponsorship break and thank McCormick Dell University. Get your honorary degree today. You can visit them at www.mcformacdellunivy.wixsite.com/mcu-edu. And also, Lululo by Kimmy Height. Every piece has its own story. Well, Haley, we've had to come to the end of our show.
Okay, I was having so much fun. I could do this for like another hour.
I know. We were spilling the tea, getting all the info from you and everything.
I know.
Well, thank you so much, Haley, for joining the Crown Talk with Burgundy audience, listeners, and I on the show tonight.
So much for having me. It really was an honor, and I really, really enjoyed being on the show, especially since this is the first one I've ever done. It was an amazing experience. So thank you so much for everything that you've done to help prepare me.
You are welcome, and good luck on your journey to the Mrs. Indiana pageant and all your endeavors. We know you will prosper in all that you do.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
And you have a splendid day.
You too. Have a great evening.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Remember, you can follow Haley's journey at the following. Her Facebook page, Mrs. Knox County, Indiana, 2018. And if you want to get involved, visit Mrs. Indiana America on Facebook, or Mrs. America if you want to represent your state as an MRS title holder. To become a CTWB guest, please email crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com or contact us via social media. We'd like to give one more shout out to our last sponsor, Double Exposure Hoops, More In-Depth Recruitment. You can visit them at www.doubleexposureho.wixsite.com/doubleexposurehoops. We are now modeling in pageantry, so be on the lookout for many modeling opportunities. You can visit us at all of our social media sites at Crown Talk with Burgundy. Have a wonderful evening, and remember, you're never too young to be a role model.